The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development has mandated all public housing authorities ban smoking in all of their properties by July 31st. Cliff Douglas is a professor of public health at the University of Michigan. He says public housing is particularly bad for secondhand smoke.
It's widely documented across the country by secondhand smoke seepage throughout the residences. Walls don't keep smoke out. Ventilation systems transfer smoke from one unit to the next. So there are a lot of folks who have been really asking to be protected against this.
Douglas says the mandate is purely a matter of public health. However, the smoking ban is also likely to save housing authorities nationwide millions of dollars annually in cleaning and repair costs. Travis Late, WCMU News.